Happy Friday, everybody. Welcome to the Austin's Audit Podcast. I told you guys I'm not leaving town yet. So if I'm doing this show now, it just means I'm not leaving town yet. I'll be gone tomorrow. I will do the show Tuesday at the latest because hope you heard yesterday, but the NHL playoffs are officially locked and set in stone. And I believe two of those matchups, let me take a quick look. Yeah, so we're going to have, let's see, when's game one of Dallas and Vegas will be underway on Monday. And then game one of LA and Edmonton will be on Monday as well. So, that's why, to be honest, I will do the show Tuesday night starting next week. So I'll do Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday for next week. With that, as I mentioned earlier, the NHL playoffs are set. And the NBA ones will be set after today. We got the East play-in game between the Bulls and the Heat tipping off right now as we speak. I'm going to go with the Bulls. I think the Jimmy Butler injury will be too much for the Heat. I would not be surprised if they win, but I'm going to go straight up. I'm going to go with the Bulls on the road to win. And then they'll end up playing Boston. And who knows, maybe the Bulls will actually give the Celtics somewhat of a series. And by the way, this goes for my NHL fans as well. If I pick, the team I pick in game one will be the team I pick to win the series. So that's how it's going to be for the rest of this little three show a week stretch. All the way up till the NHL and NBA playoffs are both done. Each round, whoever I pick for game one will be the winner. And then every game subsequent to that, we will go back to the betting way of doing it. So, again, this is just straight up for tonight. In the East, I've got the Bulls over the Heat. And then in the Western Conference play-in game, between the Kings and the Pelicans, I'm going to go with the Sacramento Kings. So I'm going to go with the road team to wrap up there. Let's go ahead, jump into ESPN, give you guys the picks again. And I'm going to see what the line is for the Kings and the Pelicans. Let me take a quick look, actually. Okay, so New Orleans is favored at a point and a half. And Miami's favorite at minus 2.5. We're going to go ahead and flip those up. I'm going to go with the Bulls at plus 2.5, and I'm going to go with the Kings at plus 1.5. Those are your picks for today, and those will be your play-in matchups, or those will be your winners for the play-in games. For the playoff games in the NBA, again, only game one will be straight up. I'm not doing the spreads for those. It's kind of silly. But again, and this goes for the NHL as well, whoever I pick in game one will be the winner of the series. And then after that, I know I'm repeating myself, but every game after that, we will go back to the line stuff. We'll go to the over-unders, and we'll go to the betting side of it after game one. But game one, purely straight up picks. So here we go for game one of the NBA playoffs. Once the play-in games are done, I'm going to go with the Cavs to win the game and the series in six. I think it'll be too much for Orlando. I think it's their first playoff appearance since they made it to the NBA Finals back in 2010. So I will go with the Cavs to win the game and the series. I will go with the Timberwolves over the Suns. Karl Anthony Towns will be back in time for the T-Wolves. He and Anthony Edwards together will be a little bit of a handful for the Suns. And maybe this time around, we're going to have all three of them. Speaking of the Suns, you'll have Devin Booker, Kevin Durant, and hopefully Bradley Beal in the lineup for every game of this round. So this might actually go 7 games. Don't let the seeds fool you. I'm going to go with the T-Wolves in 7. So I got the T-Wolves to win the game and the series in 7. The other matchup in the East, I'm going to go with my Knickerbockers over the Sixers. Jalen Brunson, again, you should be all NBA. And I wouldn't, you're not going to be MVP, but at least you should get some votes. So I'm going to go with the Knicks over the Sixers, and that series will go 6 as well. Again, if you've followed this show in the past, you've noticed, or if you're new to this show, you notice I don't actually, when it comes to these playoffs, whether it's the NBA, the NHL, or Major League Baseball, I don't ever say that somebody will get swept. No. With the way these playoffs work, you got to win 4 games, and all it takes is one off night, and the series can get extended. Plus, growing up as a kid, I've seen a 3-0 lead disappear. Yes, I was the Yankee fan. I was a Yankee fan back in 2004 when it happened. So yes, I know a 3-0 deficit looks insurmountable in the NBA. In fact, it's never happened where a team went down from 3-0 to win the series. It's never happened, but it is possible. That's why I do that with the NBA and the NHL. It is possible. So never say a sweep. Now, 5, 6, or 7 games, yes, it's possible for all of those. But anyway, let's get back to it. And then the final game to wrap up Saturday night, I'm going to go with the Nuggets to win the series in 6. So I'll take the Nuggets to win the game and the series in 6. I take the Knicks to win over the Sixers in 6. I'm going to go with the T-Wolves to win the game and the series over the Suns in 7. And I'm going to go with the Cavs to beat the Magic in 6. So those will be your games for tomorrow. Sunday, you got the other half. Look, I don't care who wins tonight between the Bulls and the Heat. I do have the Bulls winning. And I do think the Bulls could make this an interesting series. They have to win at least game one for this to be very interesting. But Celtics, 64-18, too much for whoever wins tonight. I'm going to go with the Celtics in 5. So I'll take the Celtics. I'm going to take the Clippers over the Mavs in 6. So I don't care how much of a great season Luka has had. You know, averaging 32 points is cool and all. But I'm going to go with the Clippers to beat the Mavs. Then I'll go with the Bucks over the Pacers. Even without Giannis, the Bucks are a good enough team. It's Damian Lillard's time to step up. I'm going to go with the Bucks in 5. And then I will go with the Thunder over the Kings, if the Kings actually play out, or the Pelicans. I'm going to go with the Thunder, SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, too much for OKC, and so will Chet Holmgren. Hopefully he'll play a big role for the Thunder as well. So I will go with the Thunder over whoever wins tonight between the Kings and the Pelicans. Actually, this one's going to be 5. So again, I'm going to go with the Thunder in 5 over whoever wins tonight. I'm going to go with the Bucks over the Pacers in 6. I will go with the Clippers in 6 over the Mavs. And I will go with the Celtics over whoever wins tonight between the Heat and the Bulls in 5. So those are your picks. Again, for tomorrow, your picks are the Cavs, the T-Wolves, the Knicks, and the Nuggets. And then to wrap up your weekend, Celtics, Clippers, Bucks, and Thunder. Notice all the home teams. All the home teams. I have to choose. So those are your picks in the NBA for this weekend. Let's go ahead, get you guys into the mood with hockey, because the playoffs get underway this weekend as well, with two series kicking off on Saturday. You got the Islanders in the and the Hurricanes in a rematch of last year's matchup in round one. I'm taking the Islanders to win this game and the series in seven. I think it'll be the Islanders, great enough defense. Hopefully, Ilya Sorokin will be the starter. Who knows? Maybe Semyon Varlamov will start for Patrick Waugh and the Islanders on Saturday. But this will be a seven-game series. I'm going to go with the Islanders over the Hurricanes. The other seven-game series will be in the East as well. I'm taking the Bruins, but you know, when you have a guy in Austin Matthews who dang near almost scored 70 goals in a season, you got to watch out for him. Plus Marner and all the other talent you have around, plus the Trader and John Tavares. I will go with the Maple Leafs. Actually, I will go with the Bruins, but this is going to be a very long series as well. I got the Bruins in seven over the Maple Leafs. So I got the Bruins and the Hurricanes to win, or the Bruins and the Islanders to win tomorrow. And then for the weekend, you got four games in the lineup. You got the Sunshine State Showdown. I'm going to go with the Lightning in this matchup. I will take the Bolts over the Panthers. That series will be in five. As long as you have Kucherov, Stamkos, and I always forget the goalie's name, but yeah, I always forget Tampa Bay's goalie. But if you have a hot goalie, then Kucherov and Stamkos, it's, you always have a fighting shot. So I'm gonna go with Tampa over the Panthers in six. I know their goalie at some point. It'll come to me at some point. I'm gonna go with the Rangers over the Capitals. This series will go in five. I'm going to go with the, again, I'll go with the Lightning over the Panthers in six. I'll go with the Rangers over the Capitals in five. And I will go with the Avalanche and the Avalanche over the Jets in seven. And I will go with the Canucks over the Predators in five. So those are your picks. Again, for Sunday, I'll take the Lightning over the Panthers, the Rangers over the Capitals, the Avalanche over the Jets, and the Canucks over the Predators. Again, whoever I pick in game one is the team I have winning the series. And oh, by the way, the two series that will get underway for on Monday, I've got the Oilers beating the Kings in six, and I've got the Golden Knights beating the Stars in seven. So those are your picks for round one in both the West and Eastern Conference playoffs in the NHL as well. So those are your picks for this weekend and even Monday. So with that, let's go ahead and give you guys the baseball picks for this weekend. All the 4 o'clock games are underway now. The Reds beating the Angels 1-0. That game is in the bottom of the third. Red Sox beating the Pirates 3-0. Phillies beating the White Sox 3-0. Astros beating the Nationals 3-0. The Rays and the Yankees are officially underway. That game is in the bottom of the first now. And the A's over the Guardians 1-0. The Marlins lose to the Cubs 8-3. And the Rockies and the Mariners get their game postponed, but they moved up that game to April 21st. So they'll finish it up this weekend with the doubleheader in there. I won't even touch that series, so for those fans, sorry, not sorry. So with the games that have yet to be played, let's go all the way down to the Dodgers and the Mets. A very interesting series with this one. For today, take the Dodgers minus 200 on the money line. Yamamoto makes his fifth start of the year. Was he 1-1? 4.50 ERA to a 4.30 for Sean Manaea. Okay, so minus 200 on the money line for the Dodgers today, and the over-under is at 8.5. I will go with the over on this one. I will go 6-3 Dodgers over the Mets. So take the over. 6-3 Dodgers over the Mets. Sean Manaea, Yamamoto. I'm surprised Yamamoto's ERA is that high. I gotta check that again, because that kind of blows my mind that it's already at 4.5. Yeah, that, or 4.3. No, that's Manaea's. And then you had Yamamoto's at 4.5. But then again, when he had his start in Tokyo, I think he only did like one or two innings when his very first start of the season in Seoul. Sorry, not Tokyo, but in Seoul. It didn't go very well, so that actually makes sense. Now that I think about it. But anyway, take the Dodgers at minus 200 and take the over at 8.5. Game number two, we're going to jump down into St. Louis for this one. Let's go. Let's see. The money line for this one is even for the Cardinals. Let's see who's starting. You got Freddy Peralta for the Brewers, Kyle Gibson for the Cardinals. If I went by my ERA theory, all right, Freddy Peralta's got a lower ERA. It's at a 2.55. Okay, so I'll go with the Brewers. So the money line is Milwaukee at minus 120. The over-under for this game is at 7.5. I will go with the under. I'm taking the Brewers to win 3-1. I will go with the Brewers over the Cardinals 3-1 for today. And then game number three, let's jump in San Diego with the Padres and the Blue Jays. Hovering right over it. For this third game, go with the Padres minus 1.5 and the over-under at 8.5 for the runs. I'm going to take the under with this one. I'm not touching the money line with the Padres and the Jays, but I am going to go with the over-under. Take the under at 8.5. I will go 4-3 Padres over the Blue Jays. So again, the winners for today, take the Dodgers, take the Padres, and take the Brewers. Those are your winners today. Tomorrow, we are going to dip into this series for the first time. We're going to go Yankees, Rays, game number two. The pitching matchup is Nestor Cortez and Zach Eflin. Again, this is for tomorrow. The money line is already set with the Yankees at minus 135, and the over-under right now is at 8.5 for this one. As much as I like Nestor and his ERA has been decent, it's a 4.5. I will go with the over. Over at 8.5 and the money line at 135. So minus 135 for the Yankees in tomorrow's matchup. Game number two of a three-game series with the Rays. Game number two on Saturday. We'll jump back down for Dodgers-Mets. Game 2 of that series is in the spotlight for this one. Okay, so they don't even have the line for that one, do they? Okay, so for that one, game number 2 of that series, we're going to have to go with the confidence scale on this one. I will go with an 8. Let's see what the pitching matchup is. Okay. Got Buto and Gavin Stone. Gavin Stone in his last start almost had a no-hitter going up into the seventh inning. So, yeah, I'll take the Dodgers on this one. Let's see his ERA. But his ERA is not that impressive. But you got to look at Buto's numbers. It's a 0.75. I don't think that's a lot of starts. His whip isn't that high, and he's only pitched 12 innings. So, yeah, I will go with the Dodgers in game two as well. Confidence scale at an 8. And then game number three for tomorrow. Let's jump all the way down in to San Diego again. So game number two of this series will have to go with the confidence scale as well. Jose Berríos will be on the mound tomorrow for the Blue Jays. So I'm going to go with Toronto in this one. San Diego has not decided who they will start in game two of that series. So I'm going to go with the Blue Jays in this one as well. So the three, so I went the Padres today and the Blue Jays for tomorrow. Just keep track of that for yourselves. So again, your picks for today, or your picks for tomorrow, rather, take the Yankees over the Rays, the Dodgers over the Mets in game two, and the Blue Jays over the Padres in game two of that series. I wonder why the... Oh, crap, I'm running out of time. All right, let me just run through Sunday real quick, and then I'll get out of here. You know what? This is the only spotlight game that'll actually matter. Let's jump all the way down. Rangers, Braves. I'm going to go with the Braves. Confidence scale of an 8. Man, time flies when you're having fun. So I'll go with the Braves. Confidence scale of an 8. I will go... Let's jump all the way back. I'm going to take the Orioles over the Royals. Confidence scale at a 7. And I will go with the Yankees to take 2 out of 3. Because I do think they might lose tonight. So I will go with the Yankees to clinch that series on Sunday. Win 2 out of 3. So I'll go Yankees. So for Sunday, go with the Yankees, go with the Braves, and go with the Orioles. Those are your picks for Sunday. And then my NASCAR pick in Talladega. Go with Ryan Blaney. Backup choice, Ricky Stenhouse. With that, I am logging off. Yeah, I totally realized I blew through a lot of my marks. But anyway, thank you for listening and watching. I'm running out of time slowly. I know I have 9 minutes left. But thank you for listening and watching the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke. Sorry, UFL fans. I keep blowing you guys off. But I haven't watched enough to have an opinion, so that's the other reason too. But thank you for listening and watching the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke. Peace out, and I will see you guys on Tuesday. Yes, Tuesday night at the latest. So once again, thank you for listening and watching the Austin's Audit Podcast. I've been your host, Austin Gerke. Don't forget, you can listen to this show on Podbean. Just search for the Austin's Audit Podcast. You can also listen to this show on Spotify, YouTube Music, Apple if you know the trick, Deezer, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. Sorry, I have a nail going through. Apple Music, if you know the trick, Deezer, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora, and SoundCloud as well, or anywhere else you get this podcast. You can watch this show on Rumble.com. Just search for the username ADGerke. That's A-D-G as in girl, E-H-R-K-E. Again, that's A-D-G-E-H-R-K-E on Rumble. Please make sure that search is set to channels, not videos. Click subscribe and you'll have every single episode of this lovely show. This one is episode number 696. Or no, 697. Last one was. Episode 697. Like, comment, and share so we can sneak up the algorithm. Speaking of algorithms, you can follow this show on the Facebook page, The Austin's Audit Podcast. The Instagram hashtag, which is hashtag The Austin's Audit Podcast. You can follow me personally on X. Just find at Austin underscore Gerke on X for post-episode interaction. And you can either follow my personal Instagram, which is Austi Spamanti. That's AustiSpamanti on Instagram. Again, that's AustiSpamanti on Instagram. Or you can follow my Snapchat, Austin Gerke 14. That is my name, Austin Gerke, and my favorite number, 14. That is how you can find me or this show. Thank you for listening and watching. I've been your host, Austin Gerke. Peace out, and I will see you guys on Tuesday.